Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, cooler, high only around 50 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 41. Also 41 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 45, and it's 43 degrees in Racine. Well, he was wearing a wetsuit, had on a life jacket, had his cell phone, and was otherwise fine, but a man riding a jet ski out on Lake Michigan called 911 yesterday afternoon because the machine stopped working as he was about 2 miles from shore off Racine. It got the fire department out to the 5th Street boat ramp. Without more specific locations, however, on the lake, jet skier had to be found. The skier indicated he could see the courthouse from out on the water, but it took some time for rescuers in a boat to find him. Once on board, the jet ski was towed to shore and a cancellation call made to the Coast Guard in Kenosha, which had also started to respond. A Racine man accused of causing a serious accident at Highway 20 and 90th Street Monday evening was in court yesterday for his initial appearance. 20-year-old Christopher Hetchler charged with the use of a vehicle with a controlled substance in his blood, which caused great bodily harm, plus misdemeanor counts of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The accident witnessed by a Mount Pleasant police officer on his way to another call. Hetchler, accused of making a left turn into the path of another vehicle, which had the right-of-way at the intersection. A passenger in his truck had to be extricated from the vehicle, then taken by the Flight for Life helicopter up to Frederick Hospital. Driver of the other truck was not hurt. Hetchler's preliminary hearing is set for next Wednesday. Well, Kenosha police are investigating a repairman scam, which is similar to one that was reported earlier this month in Caledonia. In Kenosha, a friend of a homeowner was visiting, started asking questions about the repairman's story, was able to make the man leave and not come back. The suspect in the Kenosha case, a white or Hispanic male, later 30s to early 40s, a thin build. Caledonia's case had the Hispanic male approaching a woman outside of her home, story about his father putting on the roof to the house several years ago, but that it needed to be repaired. Even though the roof had been replaced just the previous fall, the woman did allow the man into the home, and that's where some money was taken. Police, again, urging anybody to be wary of people offering unsolicited repairs and to report that kind of suspicious activity. Speaking of suspicious activity, the IRS putting out a warning to the public. Be aware of a new email phishing scam that's making the rounds. Here's more on that from John Stolness.
If you work in your company's payroll or human resources department, and you get an email from what appears to be the CEO or some other high-level executive of your company, think twice before responding. The IRS has issued an alert to payroll and human resource departments, warning them to think twice about responding so quickly to an email that appears to be from higher-ups, asking for a long list of W-2 files via PDF format. The IRS says to watch out for keywords like W-2, PDF, quick review, ASAP, updated list, full details, and kindly. The IRS said this is just the latest in a surge of phishing schemes in which crooks try to get a hold of W-2 and Social Security information in order to file fraudulent tax returns, giving criminals an over-the-top refund. John Stolness, Washington.
A landlord in Kenosha charged thousands of dollars in reinspection fees for failing to make mandated repairs to the properties he owns, unsuccessfully convinced the city council this week to drop the fees. Samuel Hood of Wadsworth, Illinois, owns the building in the 5400 block of 25th Avenue. He admitted to the alderman that he did not update his home address when he moved and that many of the letters that he received from the city had gone unopened, but he said he wants to fix up his building.
Since I became aware of the situation, I have made a significant effort to get as much of this completed in the last 2 weeks as possible, and I will make sure that all the remaining items on the list will be completed by August 1st.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy noting the citations go back to February of 2014, and a few problems have been corrected.
But I would say that good landlords plus good tenants equal good neighborhoods. When you interrupt that formula, any portion of that formula, you have a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a good landlord in front of us. The documentation will show you over and over again our staff's attempt to correct these problems.
Council rejected the proposal to reduce the outstanding reinspection fees by half if the work was done by the 1st of August, instead voting to cut $130 off the amount for a letter with a typo in the address. The American Red Cross partnering with a number of local agencies for a one-stop shop today to offer help to dozens of people left homeless Monday by a fire in a multi-unit Kenosha apartment building on 50th Street. It'll go from 3 until 6 o'clock today at the Kenosha Transit Center on 39th Avenue. Red Cross workers going to be available to help the residents create some personal recovery plans, navigate all the paperwork, and locate the assistance they need. And joining the Red Cross in that, agencies like the county's Human Services Department, St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, and the Shalom Center. And the Racine Police Department's reporting its newest canine is on the job. 72-pound Belgian Malinois Hax, a one-year-old, started last Friday with his handler, Officer Don Ryberick. Hax replaced Canine Xena, who most recently had to get some additional training to become a single-purpose dog for the department. Hax is dual-purpose, available to support both patrol and investigative operations, trained in building in article searches, suspect apprehension, and narcotics detection. All the police department's canines in Racine, by the way, purchased with proceeds from the Policeman's Ball, that fundraising event. The ongoing signage criteria dispute between the City of Racine and Regency Mall over amended guidelines to accommodate the facility's changing focus may be coming to a successful conclusion in the next few weeks. During the City Plan Commission meeting, Interim Development Director Matt Sadowski explained the mall just submitted the information requested long ago by the city, but it still needs to be analyzed.
They appear to be in a similar structure as the current standards, but we need to go through them to determine the details, just what's the impact of what they're proposing.
Not having the mall's new signage guidelines has also impacted progress with the sign proposed by Ross Dress for Less, according to Sadowski, but with resolution of both now seemingly close.
And taking a look at trademark issues and also the original development agreement for the mall. And so I think on both fronts we're making progress. So we should have a resolution to this by the next Plan Commission meeting.
The Plan Commission has denied recent sign requests exceeding the existing standards at the mall, while development staff has kept working with the affected businesses on compromise solutions. The Kenosha Area Business Alliance is conducting a labor market analysis, the data to be collected to help CABA, its partners, and local employers in trying to attract and retain talent. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Anyone who works in Kenosha County is being invited to take the online survey, which is part of a study for CABA and its regional partners to help them better understand the region's workforce, whether they are happy with their jobs and what it entails, how do they travel to work, how they feel about working in Kenosha County. The survey takes about 10 minutes to finish, and the results will be compiled by the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. A link to the survey is on the CABA website, kaba.org. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And Governor Scott Walker wants to include now veterans' IDs in next month's election. He's calling on the state Senate to approve that change to the state's voter ID law.
We actually communicated with the head of the GAB to make sure that between now and the time that we have the April general election and the presidential preference primary, that they're fully prepared to know that I'll sign this and that veterans can use their IDs when it comes to voting in April.
State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's 90-year-old uncle got turned away at the polls in last month's primary after he'd presented his military ID with a picture, an issue that she had raised in a letter to the governor. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Your newscasts there when you want them. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.